Business is brisk at North Pole Coal. It's the interior's biggest distributor of coal and the devices that burn the stuff to heat homes and businesses, like the commercial-scale boiler that co-owner Ron Muir was showing off Wednesday. Muir says his business has been growing by an average of 25% per year since he began selling coal about 5 years ago. That's about when the price of heating oil in the interior began to skyrocket. He's now selling about 50 tons per year throughout the interior. Muir says his customer base is growing rapidly because people are finding out how much cheaper it is to buy coal than any other heating fuel in this area, including firewood.
It cut our fuel bill by 75% here at the shop.
Muir says if you compare the cost of coal versus heating oil, based on the amount of BTUs that each produces, he's heating his big shop building for the equivalent of $1 a gallon oil. Kent Severns, who owns The Woodway, a store that specializes in wood-burning stoves, also has heard a lot of interest in coal from his customers, especially in recent years. Severns thinks that's mainly because coal is so cheap, but he also suspects that the word is getting around that the proposed state air quality regulations don't affect coal-fired heating systems.
We've definitely had more interest, and especially since the current regulation stuff has kind of tweaked people's interest in that. And the regulations, and that's one of my concerns, is the regulations indicate coal's not going to be regulated. Wood is. I'm going to go with coal.
That's almost true, says Alice Edwards. She's the head of the State Division of Air Quality, who's overseeing development of the new regulations. She says the regs do make one reference to coal-burning units.
It would require that people that are using coal stoves actually burn coal in their coal stoves.
Edwards says the proposed regs don't apply to coal heating because surveys taken over the past few years suggest there aren't that many people burning coal in this area. Less than 5% of the households in the most recent survey from 2010.
Our focus at this point has been primarily on the larger source of wood-fired heaters.
Critics say the surveys reflect an unrealistically low number due to unverifiable voluntary responses. Edwards says her agency is conducting another survey. She says the state regs also don't address residential and commercial coal-fired heating systems because the federal government hasn't set standards for them. Jim Connor, who heads up the Borough Air Quality Division, says the state should develop its own set of coal heating emission standards. Connor says that's because it's clear that coal is becoming more popular, especially around North Pole, and he says that's contributing to the area's air quality problems and will even more so in the coming years.
What I'm getting reported back to me on a daily basis is that there are more and more of these coal-burning units popping up. And the reason that they notice them is because of the odor and the particulates. And we're concerned about them because of the low price of coal that people will move to this source of fuel out of necessity.
Edwards says it's unlikely that the state will develop its own coal heating emission standards. She says that's a big undertaking, and that's why states generally leave it to the feds. And given the likelihood of state budget cuts, now is not a good time for such a project. Edwards agrees the use of coal for heat in this area is increasing and that it is aggravating the area's air pollution problem. She says the state agency will keep an eye on the issue and will welcome input.
We're continuing to look at the situation with coal-fired heating devices and are certainly, you know, open to people's thoughts and comments on this issue and looking at things that we might be able to do to address emissions from residential coal-fired devices, particularly if they become a bigger source within the community.
Muir, the North Pole coal proprietor, says he thinks the problem will diminish as more coal customers buy higher efficiency systems like the ones he sells. In any case, he believes coal is likely to remain a growth industry here in the interior. For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.